अत्याश्रमस्थ सकलेन्द्रियाणि
निरुद्ध
निरुध्य भक्त्या स्वगुरुं प्रणम्य
हृत्पुण्डरीकं विरजं विशुद्धम्
विचिन्त्य मध्ये विशदं विशोकम्
अचिन्त्यमव्यक्तमनन्तरूपम्
शिवं प्रशान्तमृतं ब्रह्मयोनिम्
तथाधिमध्यान्तविहीनमेकम्
विभुं चिदानन्दमरूपमद्भुतम्
उमासहायं परमेश्वरं प्रभुम्
त्रिलोचनं नीलकण्ठं प्रशान्तम्
ध्यात्वा मुनिर्गच्छति भूतयोनिम्
समस्तसाक्षिं तमसः परस्तात्
That same one reality has manifested as all of our Ishta Devatas. That we are Shiva Bhakta, Rama Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta. Same one reality has manifested as all. So having meditated on that, Munihi, Bhuta Yonim Samasta Sakshim Tamasa Parastat, Gacchati, he goes to the Supreme Reality which is beyond all darkness, which is the source of all beings. Now, not only is he manifested as Shiva, he is manifested as all other things. The all-pervasiveness, sarva-vyaptitva of the self is given. Yesterday I gave hint about that also. See the next verse now. The next couple of verses as well. This sarva-vyaptitva of the self is given. Sarva-mahasa-shiva-sendraha Sokshara-paramasvarat
Saiva-vishnu-sa-pranaha
Sakalo-gnisa-chandramaha
So in whichever forms we know Sabrahmasa Shiva Sendra Sokshara Paramaswarat is the same Brahma, absolute, that one who is the manifester. We use the word creator, but we should use that with a pinch of salt. Creator means Brahmaji doesn't really create anything, because there is nothing new which is created in the world. If there is some new thing which was not there in the world before, that means the world is not Purna. Universe is not Purna, it is lacking some things. But the world, the universe is Purna. So, he manifests that which is there in unmanifest form already. Like for example, all these universes which we know and all the different forms, they all go into pralaya at the end. But pralaya doesn't mean that they vanish. Pralaya means they just go from unmanifest into, from manifest into unmanifest. It means from a seen form into an unseen form. Like, here's a mango tree, and you know there's so many varieties of mangoes. So this mango tree is of this variety. In Trinidad, for example, like I said, Julie mango, right? So this mango tree goes into that seed in an unseen form. But in the seed, only this mango tree will come. You don't put Julie seed and then some other thing comes, like Graham or something. Julie only will come. So this mango tree goes into that mango seed in an unseen form. There, in that mango seed, there is a tree. But when you open that seed, you don't see any tree. Tree is green, seed is white. So there is an unmanifest tree in that seed. This is what we mean by unmanifest. It's a technical term in Vedanta, a very important term. Manifest, unmanifest. It means the thing goes from one state of visibility to one state of invisibility. Not destroyed. So when we say that Lord Shiva is a destroyer also, that has to be taken with a pinch of salt. These are all British terms that, you know, the foreigners went into it and they translated Srishti, Sthiti and Pralay, because in their religion and in their tradition, they don't have any such understanding of manifest to unmanifest and all. Either the thing is created or it is destroyed. That is their tradition. So when they give these terms, we also know, oh Lord Shiva destroys everything. Terrible fellow. We also start hating our own functions of God and all that. Why you have to destroy my mother and father and destroy my children and this and that? Why? Because he's a destroyer. There's no such thing. They have just gone into another state and they've gone into unmanifest and they will manifest somewhere else. But then nothing is happening to them. You see? So that Brahmaji, who we call the creator, who is really the manifester of things, that Shiva, who is the one who dissolves, like sugar dissolving in water. The sugar is not destroyed, you know. It's just dissolved in the water. And then when you drink it, it just goes in your body in the form of diabetes. Or whatever. It is still there in some form, like that. Not destroyed. Sa Indraha. Sa Akshara Paravaswarat. He is that Akshara, that imperishable reality. Same one reality now manifesting as all of these things. Like, you know, that white light. If you pass it through, you know, some cloth is there, satin cloth, and it's red color. You pass the white light through that red cloth, it comes out on the other side. In the old days, we used to do that for drama and all. When you want to make the light on this stage different color, then you don't have a different color light. All you do is you put some cloth in. I'm so used to go on changing the cloth in front of the light for daytime and nighttime and evening time and all. Same one white light goes on changing into different colors. So, same reality manifesting as the great Lord Shiva, great Brahmaji, great Vishnu. And same one reality manifesting as all of us also. And in Indra. So, that Akshara, imperishable reality, Paravaswarat, supreme reality, which is called a Swarat. Swarat means self-luminous. Self-luminous. You'll see the Gurudev also gives three words. Virat, Samrat, and Swarat. Then Rat, we like anything. So, Rat comes from Raj, to shine. It shines. So, when it's shining through all these gross things, it's called a Virat. When it is shining through the mind and intellect, means the sukshma sharir, and even the causal body, that time it is called as samrat. And when it is beyond all of them, when it is there in manifesting in all things, whether subtle or gross or whatever, and but not dependent on those things, that we call as swarat, self-luminous. Self-dependent, shining by itself only, doesn't need anything also. It's devoid of any of these upadhis and all. Saiva Vishnu, whom? So, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all three are covered, but then all others also. You can't say that he's only manifesting as Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. He's manifesting as all of us. Imagine that. There is an equation between Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh and all of us. Only thing is that, really speaking, if you look in the human personality also, you will see all the three functions of manifestation, sustenance and dissolution also in human beings. We do all that. Same functions we do really. We manifest so many things every day. So how human beings go on making this and making that. But we cannot make something which is not already there. So when I make a paper boat, that boatness was there before you came along, na? Boat shape and concept of boat and all that was there. Somebody taught us, you know. We saw it, some picture, or somebody in the classroom, they taught, take this paper, fold it like this, and make a boat. So that boat shape was already there in the head of the teacher who taught. And before that, he also learned from somebody. And before that, it was in whose head? Ishwara's head. And so the person who's very quiet can catch anything from Ishwara. The whole universe already exists, every single thing exists already. So we can catch it from Ishwara. That is called, people call it invention. And then they patent it and make money. But it's solely from Ishwara only. It was already there. You cannot invent anything new. Like that, really. Invention is not really invention, it's really capturing, catching, or mentally stealing. Because he goes quickly and patents that thing, but gets copyright. And he gets royalties and all. But he got it from the royal master, he doesn't know. From the great Ishwara. Sa prana. That only is manifested as prana. Sa kalaha. Agni. Time. Time and death. He is only time. Agni and Chandrama means he is all the elements. So he is all the great powers that we see in the universe. He is all the great elements. So he is manifested as all of those things. It is like the same clay has manifested as dog, as cat, as elephant, plate, cup, spoon, this, that. One clay. Nothing different. But, you know, we are like little children. One has a clay dog, the other has a clay elephant. And the one with the clay elephant, he says, my elephant is stronger than your dog. And they go on fighting. In our head also, we have Brahmaji, Shiva, Vishnu. They're all greater than I am. But we don't realize that we are made up from exactly the same stuff. We're made up from exactly the same thing. The ocean will be more powerful than a drop of water. But from the point of view of H2O, the ocean and the drop of water, they are one and same, no difference. And so, if the ocean is powerful, the drop of water in the ocean also, he shares the same power of the whole ocean, because he's one. In the following verses also, the same idea of the all-pervasiveness of the self is continued. Saiva sarvam yad bhutam.
Saiva sarvam yad bhutam.
Yatcha bhavyam sanatanam.
Yatcha bhavyam sanatanam.
Nyatvatam mrityum. Nyatvatam mrityumatyeti.
Nyatvatam mrityumatyeti.
Nanyapantha vimuktaye.
Nanyapantha vimuktaye.
There's a nice phrase at the end. Nanyapantha vimuktaye. For moksha, there is no other path. No other path than to realize the oneness of all things. That is the idea. What is spoken about in the previous verse? And what is now spoken about here is sa eva sarvam yad bhutam. He is that which is gone by, all the past things, all things of the past. Yatcha bhavyam, that will, which will be there in the future or whatever, and that which is sanatanam. Sanatanam, that which is eternal. So he's past, present, future. He is that which is eternal, which has been there, which will always be there. That is called Sanatana, eternal. So past, present, future, and that which has always been there in the past, present, future. He is now, in other words, he is the reality present in the changing of time. But the hint here is that he is also the changing of time. Means to say, we cannot say that Bhagavan, and that will come just now, that the reality is only the substratum. When we say he is the substratum, there is something which is resting on the substratum also. But he's that something also. Otherwise you will leave out half of the thing which is not Bhagavan. You see? He's the something as well as the substratum. Not just the substratum. Because sometimes we use the term, the Lord is the substratum of this universe. Then what is the universe? So don't forget that. We just do that analytically so that we'll discover the, you know, the power and the majesty of the Lord, that he sustains this universe as being the substratum. But he is the substratum of the universe by being the universe at the same time. Like, you know, they have in Toronto, there's a nice festival where they make ice sculptures in the winter time. They'll bring a big chunk of ice like this room, high till up there. And one man will take a chainsaw and he'll start sculpturing that ice. When he's finished, he'll have a nice sculpted piece made from ice. So water sustains that whole sculpted piece by being it. So water is the substratum. But here, when we say water is the substratum of that whole piece, not only that substratum, usually we think, and the word sub in English and all, they're very misleading. Sub means below. So on top there is something else. No, not like that we have to take. The substratum means he is the foundation of that thing while being the thing at the same time. The easier way to say that is he appears as that thing. That is the idea. So he appears as everything. He appears as time, past, present and future. That's sanatana, which appears to be changing, past, present, future, which appears to be dying, past is gone, dead, but still is sanatana. This is an amazing thing. Nyatvatam mrityum atyeti nandiva. Having known this, the person goes beyond death. Because death and time, they are one and same. Death and time, one and same actually. Every second that goes away, I'm going away actually. We say the second went away, really I went away. Time has gone. Anyway, time has not gone, time, internal time is there, you have gone, like that. So death and time, when we say time has gone, really, I have gone like that. Nyatvatam. So the verse is stressing on this very important aspect of time, which I spoke to you about yesterday. So time and space, they are one and same. Because in our evolution, we don't have evolution of time. We have evolution of space, air, fire, water, earth and all like that. How space and time is one and same, you know? As long as space has come, time has to come. Because when I say from here to here, that is space, this distance, right? Distance is in space. From here to here. But the only way I can say from here to here is if there is a gap when I am saying. I start here and then I end here. So when I start here, it takes time to reach here. I cannot say the both of them simultaneously. I start here and I end here. The moment I express anything like that in space, I'm actually expressing time. Here's beginning and here end. From beginning to end, there has to be some time. So I'm relating something in space. This is the beginning of the board and this is the end of the board. I'm relating something in space. But while I'm relating it simultaneously, what I'm doing is actually relating something in time also. So this space and time really become one and same thing. There's a time gap between my relation of the beginning and my relation of the end. So beginning and end is not only in terms of space, but beginning and end is also in terms of time. You can't have one without the other. So here this time aspect is given. Subsequently, see, it is not given in the evolution of space, air, fire, water. Do you know? There, the moment space evolves from the reality, time has also elapsed. Because there's reality alone, then comes out space. So when you say then is time. Then comes out space. So there's some gap. And then from that space comes out the other than all. So they are one and same reality is both time and space at the same time. And this idea of the all-pervasiveness ends in the next verse, see. Sarvabhutastamatmanam.
Sarvabhutastamatmanam.
Sarvabhutani chatmani.
Sarvabhutani chatmani.
Sampashyan brahma paramam.
Sampashyan brahma paramam.
Yatinanyena hetuna.
Yatinanyena hetuna.
So while it was speaking about, you know, this same reality in Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, Indra, Agni, Vayu, Ityadi, same one reality is there in all these beings. And same one reality is the eternal reality behind all time and space and everything, right? So all of these things seem to be like objective things we are talking about. But in this verse, it's the same one reality which is behind me also. Come home now. You cannot just think objectively, you know. There's one reality there in all things. So let it be. Then we say, no, no. It's the same one reality there in me also. So, sarvabhutastamatmanam sarvabhutani chatmani. To see myself in all things and to see all things in me. Because the same one existence, you know, when you get time, you must think about this concept of existence. It's wonderful. It is even easier to think about the concept of existence than to think about the concept of consciousness. Because existence is more apparent to all of us. Because everything we see, it exists now. See, this thing, one piece of thing, this exists. And this also exists. But between this and this, there's some space. So the space also
exists.
And if you go into the thing is made up of molecules. Now the molecules exist. The molecules are made up of atoms, they also exist. The atoms are made up of other smaller particles, you know. And between the electron and the nucleus, there's a great big space, just like intergalactic space, so much space is there. There's great big space also between. That space inside the atom also exists. So, the existence we see is all pervasive. If you take one electron also, the electron exists? Yes. That one electron exists. And every part of the electron exists. Every iota of it exists. So there's existence, existence, existence everywhere. Just a whole limitless, unbroken reality called as existence. There is nothing but existence. And existence is wonderful. You know, the clay can take any shape. When we say any shape, the clay can take a lot of shapes. Not any shape, but any shape also is wrong word. Lot of shapes. The clay can be shaped into a bowl, cup, plate, pan, pot, whatever. Can be shaped into dog, elephant, you know, giraffe. But there are certain things which you cannot shape that clay into. Shape the clay into air. How you shape clay into air? Shape the clay into a thought. Can't shape it into a thought. You see? But existence is wonderful. Existence can be shaped into anything. Can be fashioned, formed into anything. Existence is so wonderful. So there are many things in the world like that. Like a piece of stone. You can make a sculptured piece out of the stone, right? So you can shape the stone into maybe few things only. You can't shape the stone into lawn, playing field. You shape a stone into a lawn, playing field, or difficult thing. You can shape the clay into so many things also. Some things can be shaped only into a few things. Some can be shaped into more things. But this existence can be shaped into anything. Light also is very much like existence. Light can be shaped into almost anything. Of course, you can shape light into a thought. But when that light comes on the screen, any shape, isn't it? But things like thoughts and emotions and all, you'll not be able to shape the light into that. But existence is wonderful, shaped into countless things. So, in your spare time, think about the greatness of this existence. So he says, sarvabhutastamatmanam sarvabhutani chatmani. This existence is there in me and is there in all things. So therefore all things are in me and I am in all things. Then, sampashyan Brahma Paramam. When one sees the Supreme Brahma in this way, then only he'll reach that Supreme Self. He says, Yati na anyena hituna. There is no other way. In previous verse also. What was that? Na anya padaha vibhukte. For freedom, moksha, there is no other way. I have to see the oneness between myself and all things. But I start now. And so one thing I can do is to stop thinking of others as separate from me, different from me, distinct from me, apart from me, unconnected to me. Really, all beings and things in this universe, all are connected to me intimately. It is so amazing. Yet I think of others as strangers and others as... It's wonderful, you know. I think of others also, you know, I think they are betraying me. I think they don't like me. I think they are up to something against me. And it is you only. The other person is you yourself. We are also intimately connected. It is amazing. And yet we go on thinking of ourselves as such big, great strangers. Why do you think we are born in this world, in this realm, in this, with these set of things in front of us? This is all thing manifestation of what is there inside of our own. We are born in a world with so much of violence and killing and murder because all of us have those things deep down inside of us in some form. Until we have given it up, we'll keep on being born in a world like this. Okay, remember how many Brahmandas are there? Countless Brahmandas, all are not same. So I am born in this Brahmanda, in this world, with all of these things, because I have those tendencies inside of me. I may not be expressing them, but somehow beneath, they are there. And so I am born to experience all of this, though it may be remote and all that kind of thing. All things which are going on in this world. Everything really is me. Sarvabhutastam atmanam. Sarvabhutani chatmani. All things exist in me and I exist in all things. When we realize this thing, we'll realize our oneness with the universe. This is the highest state. Param. Param Brahma. This is some passion. Having seen it well, I reached that highest state. There is no other path. Now, what is given in the next verse is some method of meditation, which is using a metaphor from the Vedas. Let us see that. We'll see. I'll explain it after. Gurudev is to explain that very nicely. Atmanamaranim kritva.
Atmanamaranim kritva.
Pranavam chotararanim.
Pranavam chotararanim.
Jnana nirmathana bhyasat.
Jnana nirmathana bhyasat.
Pasham dahati panditaha.
Pasham dahati panditaha.
Very wise one, the pandita. He pasham dahati. He burns. Pasham means bondage. Ropes of bondage. Pasha literally means rope. But behind means bondage. You mean rope, they bind. So he burns away all bondage. How? Jnana nirmathana bhyasat. By churning of jnana. Practice of churning of jnana. Now, how is that first line connected to this or not? Let us see. He says, Atmanam aranim kritva. Atmanam means the individual self, individual mind, individual ego, individuality. All of this refers to the Atma, individual mind. That is Arani. Now, how Arani and Uttarani? Uttarani, let me tell you what they are. In the old days, they used to have a little cup shaped piece of wood, a wooden katora. Katora, you know? A little bowl, which is made from wood. So they used to have two. The other one is the upside down like this and one on the ground. And then in between this, they put a piece of wood. And that piece of wood, they put a rope. So one brahmachari will hold this to Arani. And another brahmachari will hold this rope now. And he will pull like this. And that piece of wood in the middle, that pole between the two Arani, that will be spinning. And down below in that cup on the bottom, the lower Arani, they put some straw or grass or something, dried grass. So when he's churning like the friction on the piece of wood there, is to cause that straw to catch fire. And then from that fire they catch something else and then something else and they have a nice fire burning there. And in order to avoid all of this, you keep the fire burning eternally so you don't have to use that Arani all the time. No. Before going to sleep in the night, you put some piece of wood in that fire. So next morning you don't have to get up now, look for Arani cup. Some brahmachari use it there to drink payasam and he left it. So, like this day is to start fire in the old days. In fact, here in some movies and all, sometimes you'll see it. They don't put the two cups and all, but they use the same principle. So he says this lower cup, or lower kathora, that wooden piece, that they call the individual self. It is a metaphor. And the upper is called the supreme self. And the middle, that piece of wood there, that is called jnanamathana, abhyas, the churning of knowledge. It means to say the individual self, means you and I, we should spend our time reflecting on all the principles of knowledge constantly, thinking about them, because all of them relate to the higher self. So, it really, what is being given here inside is tattvamasi. Mahavakya. This individual should be thinking all the time, how it is this Upanishad goes on telling me, I am that. Upanishad says, I am that, I am that. How is this thing is possible? Or even Aham Brahmasmi, how I am? That reality. And now we go through all the steps. Oh, see that absolute or that supreme, it may be Sarva Shaktiman, Sarvajna, Sarvavyapi, I am Alpa Shaktiman, Alpajna, Alpavyapi. Means I am limited in terms of knowledge, strength, all such things. Huh? But he is made up of fire, and I am also made up of fire. And fire and fire, they are one on. See, I might be a spark, and he might be the whole big fire, but our nature is one and same. So, like this, this is called as The mathana means that goes on churning. I have to go on churning. Or, like, you know, my nature is stillness and his nature is stillness. Because an all pervasive thing has to be still. All pervasive thing is already everywhere. Where he'll go? He cannot go anywhere. If he cannot go anywhere, that means he's still. And no, that. Absolute reality is still. But I don't think I am still. I am all the time. I am still ignorant, but not still. Like that. So, how it is I am still? Like that I have to ask now. So, you see, now I am doing that churning of knowledge. How can I be still? I'm reality may be still because, yes, he is all pervasive and all that kind of thing. But I don't think I am still. And in fact, I cannot sit still for even for a moment. Especially in meditation. That is when I am supposed to sit still, you know. And that time I move the most. Especially my mind. Mala to karme phire. Mala in my hand. And my mouth also. Going on ram, 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 ram. Manwa chahudisi phire. The mind is going in all directions. So how I'm still. But the scriptures also tell yes. But you can see the mind moving now. You can see the body moving. You can see thoughts coming and going. So who is seeing? The one who is seeing thoughts coming and going, he has to be still. How you'll count cars on the road if you are not still? Suppose you're going in one of those cars, you can count. You'll not be able to count. But I can count all my thoughts. Now this thought has come. Now it is gone. Now that thought has come. Now it is gone. So the one who is counting all his thoughts, well, naturally he has to be still only. So like that, I am also still like that, absolute reality. Now see, all of this is called as Mathana, Jnana Abhyasa. Bhagavan uses this term in Gita also. Jnana Abhyasa. Jnana Abhyasa. Huh? Practice of Jnana. And then I come to realize, yes, I am he only. We are one and same. And like this, I burn away all the bondages of limitation and all such things. I feel I was a limited being, unconnected to God. I am lost in this world. Prabhu, why you left me in this world? Did that? I burn away all such bondage, which make me feel all of this. Now, this reality, which is expressing through the three states of existence. What states of existence? The waking, dream, and deep sleep. Same realities manifesting through all of them. It is like the electricity manifesting through the refrigerator and the DVD and whatever, all electricity, television. Same one electricity, same one reality manifesting in all of these state and a present that is now being described. See. Sa eva maya parimohitatma.
Sa eva maya parimohitatma.
Shariramasthaya karoti sarvam.
Shariramasthaya karoti sarvam.
Stiranna panadi vichitra bhogaihi.
Stiranna panadi vichitra bhogaihi.
Jagrat paritripti meti.
Sa eva jagrat paritripti meti.
That the third line, that's triyannapana. Triyanna, it's very difficult to say actually. So, this reality, now, sa eva, sa is the last line, sa is referring to that reality. Sa eva jagrat paritripti meti. He is only manifesting in the waking state of the individual. And the individual is doing what? He is enjoying this world. In the old days, they used to describe enjoyment like that. What? Sthri anna panadi vichitra bhoga. All the different types of enjoyment of this world. He goes on. That's the same reality. But what has happened to how? Because see, I have one more thing. It is said that that absolute reality, being absolute, is akarta. He doesn't do. Now he's saying he's enjoying. He's doing something. What? He's enjoying. But that can only happen when sa and sa in the first line also. First sa in the first line, sa in the last line. That's reality. Sa eva maya parimohita atma. By his own maya power, he deludes himself. I'll give you an example of this Maya power of Bhagavan. See, I am a professor in the university, right? Let us just say. And in my neighborhood, we have a neighborhood watch committee or something. So I am professor in the university, but I am also part of this neighborhood watch, or what called, or anything, country club, or something they have in their community. Now what they have, I don't know. So, I'm part of this committee also. The committee is bored because they've been watching for the last 10 years and they've seen nothing. So anyway, they become bored. You know, the committee is only watching and we're not seeing anything. Let us do something. So they decide we'll do a drama. Now this professor, who is part of this committee, he also takes on a role in this drama. He becomes, in that drama, homeless. What do you call it? Yeah, homeless. Bagman. Homeless. he becomes homeless in that drama. And he's there sleeping on the street and all the garbage bag and everything. And police comes there and tries to... And he insults the policeman and everything. In this drama, it's going on. Now, even though rarely, ordinarily in his life, he's a professor that gives lectures at the university, he has it within his power to relinquish his professorhood and take up another role at will or not. He has that power, isn't it? But does that in any way, when he does that, he plays the role of the homeless in that drama or not, does it in any way deplete his power as a professor? It really doesn't do anything, isn't it? When he comes out from that stage, even while he was doing that role as a homeless, his professorhood did not leave him. It is just somehow pushed to the background, and he has manifested some other role which is very much within his capacity. So this is something he does willingly, which doesn't in any way affect his original power as a professor and his original capacity as a professor. It doesn't diminish or anything. It remains all the same. And in some place that two boys in the village drama, you know, village drama, Ramlila, we have in Trinidad everywhere. Yeah. Two boys were playing Bali Sugriv. Then the Ram came and he shot that Bali. So first they have to do rehearsal of this thing, you know, so many times they rehearse. And Ram comes and shoots that Bali every time and he has to die. Then when for the actual drama came on now, they were on stage. That boy, who was Bali, he had died so many times in that rehearsal. When Rama shot him now in real drama, when it actually came on, he did not die. He stood there. Then that director is shouting from, you know, off stage. Yeah, the back there. And he died. You have to die now. He said, I will not die. And the director said, why? He said, I died so many times. Let him die now at least. So many times, I died already. So in the middle of the drama, he still has the power to relinquish that role, isn't it? I am not going to die. So many times, I already died. So whether it's the beginning of the drama, middle of the drama, end of the drama, he still has that power all the time to relinquish that and drop it. The professor, he gets fed up. In one place, that Hanumanji, he's coming, you know, he's bringing that Sanjeevani Bhuti in that mountain. And one man is suspending him on ropes over there. And another one is pulling other rope on this side. So he's coming across the stage and in the air. And then this one is supposed to lower that rope slowly, and Hanumanji comes down with that mountain. There. Somehow that rope broke. Hanumanji came crashing down. Then the Rama dialogue is not over yet. He used to come down only when his dialogue is over. Oh, Lakshmana, you left me. How can you leave me? You're really telling Lakshmana. And suddenly, Dharam Hanumanji came down there. Rama told, oh, Hanuman. Then Hanuman gets angry. You shut up. You first please tell me who cut that rope. No, see here. He was playing the Hanumanji. He's supposed to be Bhakta of Ram, you know. He's supposed to be nice and, oh, my dear Ram, this, that. He drops that role in the middle of the drama and he starts insulting this Ram. This thing. So, why I'm telling you all of this? The power never leaves that person who has taken on that role. So this reality, which has deluded itself by its own maya, the power of that reality to know itself does not leave that reality. It retains that. It is always the same reality. and retains his power. And so don't think that because Bhagwan, through his own Maya, has conditioned himself to be doing this whole thing, and then Bhagwan somehow lost his power. Not like that. Saiva Maya Parimohitatma Sharira Asthaya Karoti Sarva. And then he's manifested as all of these bodies and manifested as the jiva in the body at the same time. And then he's doing all the things which are going on in this universe. So many countless things he's engaged in at the same time. And so what is chosen here? The enjoyment of this, enjoyment of that, enjoyment. Stri anna pana ityadi means eating, drinking, and enjoyment. What are Ramakrishna Paramahamsa? Wine, woman, and wealth. He's enjoying. And for those who are women, so wine, man, and wealth. You could change it, whatever. Goes on, enjoy. But that's the same one reality. Through his own power. Has taken on all of these countless. See, we can only act one role at one time, you know. Some actors are very good. They act double role in some movie. Have you seen? He acts as the good one and also the bad one. Jekyll and Hyde or whatever. And there are some comedians that come on stage. They talk some dialogue here, facing this way. Then they go here and face this way and reply to the dialogue. And they do that very fast and all. And there's some ventriloquist and all. They are so good. I saw one ventriloquist, he has two puppets. He has two hands. And then they are conversing with him. So this is one person with three. At the same time, he has three characters. And in different voices also. He is amazing. But one human being can do maximum maybe three. Bhagwan does?
Sorry.
How many countless? At the same time, he's the speaker, and at the same time, he's the Shrota. Vakta, Shrota. This is the idea, the same one reality. Limiting himself by his own power of Maya. And he limits himself into a Vakta and into a Shrota. And also into a Sota. Because some Vakta, Shrota, and also all type. <yeah. laughs> That is how it goes. Not only in this waking state, so Jagrat Avastha, but Swapne sa jiva sukha dukha bhokta.
Swapne sa jiva sukha dukha bhokta.
Swamayaya kalpita jiva loke.
Swamayaya kalpita jiva loke.
Sushupti kale sakale viline.
Sushupti kale sakale viline.
Tamo vibhuta sukarupameti.
Tamo vibhuta sukarupameti.
So in Jagrat Avastha there, the same reality, limiting itself into a waker and experiencing this, enjoying this, you know, this, that, all other things. How many different types of enjoyments are countless. Now that same reality, limiting itself and going into a state of dream state. And from in that dream state also, sukha-dukha-bhokta. He's sukha-dukha-bhokta of what? All the impressions which he has gathered in the waking state. He takes those impressions with him in the dream state now. And with those impressions, he concocts a whole new world of his own. This is like a second step, a second stage creation. Bhagwan, through his own Maya, fashions himself into all of this. Now, one of the individuals which he has fashioned himself into, that individual now catches a lot of impressions from around him, and he goes to sleep. And in that sleep now, the dream state comes. And all of these impressions he takes, and he makes new things in that dream. And there he enjoys or he suffers. There also, because it depends on what type of dream I will have. Some nightmare I make. Who makes it? Because your husband or wife sleeping right next to you did not have the nightmare. So you only made that
nightmare and get up. What happened? His wife got up and said, I had a nightmare. The husband said, oh, what nightmare? I dreamt that you and Shah Rukh Khan were fighting for me. Now what nightmare is that? Nightmare? You won. Anyway, so like that. The person fashion their own a nightmare. Or some joyous thing. Happy, I went to this place. You know, I wanted to go to that place all my life. At least in my dream, I reached. And he's happy like anything. And some of the dreams are wonderful, you know. He himself, in the dream, remember, he's making up his own dream. He gets up and he, after his dream, and tells his father, Dad, I am so sad. And mad, also. Why? Father said, why? I just had a dream. I had a mathematics exam and I failed. But if you see the peculiarity of that thing, he had a dream, he made up the test, and he couldn't pass his own test. Isn't it? Because who makes up the test there? Yeah, because I'm making up the whole thing. Amazing, this dream. So there's swapna, sukha, dukkha. He fails the test and dukkha. Oh, he passed the test. Yeah? Sukha. Swapna, swamaya, yeah. By his own maya. It means to say, because it is the same reality which has manifested as all of this. And the same reality has his absolute power of maya also. And if he has manifested as all individuals like us, then in all of us some bit of that maya will be there also. So by that little maya, little bit of maya which is there in all of us, so maya, yeah? We all concoct our whole new world in our dream. Maya power. You see? Kalpita jiva, okay, this jiva, the jiva does this in his world, in his own world. Then, sushupti kale sakale viline, and then he goes from that dream state now, same jiva now, individual, goes into deep sleep state. And there, what happened? Tamo vibhuta sukharupameti. We have a deep tamasai, total non-apprehension, total ignorance. In that deep sleep, there is sukha. But the only peculiar thing about this sukha is, he doesn't know. He doesn't know I am happy. The jiva is totally ignorant. He doesn't know, I am so happy in this sleep, oh, I don't want to get up. Any jiva says? He doesn't say. Only when he wakes up, then, oh, that was so good. That sleep was so good. I was so happy. I should not have gotten up. It's all in the past tense, he said. I was. I should not have. Like that. So, it is a sukha which he doesn't know. That's a strange thing. It says joy which he doesn't know. So, joy which you see. Suppose you have $5 million in the bank and you don't know. What is use? Any use? It's been there for 10, 20 years and you don't know. And you're suffering. Homeless on the street. That is no use. That is why. Otherwise people will argue, you know, if this state of deep sleep is also sukh, then I should go to sleep forever. Then I will be fine. It's a sukha which is of no use really. So we want sukha in total awakeness. That is called enlightenment. In the opposite end of the spectrum. Alright. So now, these states are being described. You'll see that the conclusion is there tomorrow of these states. Please tell others also about our food fair on Saturday. Invite all your friends and neighbors on Saturday. Yeah. Don't not only invite them, drag them. Okay.
Om Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Hari Om Shri Guru Namaha Hari Om